Alright, everybody, thank you very much for downloading episode 7 of the podcast, and thank you very much for the support through the other 6 podcasts that have already been uploaded. If you haven't already heard those, you can go to Podomatic.com and look up Tony's Raw and Uncut Podcast, and you'll find the episodes. Or you can also go to iTunes and type in Tony's Raw and Uncut Podcast and find those there as well. All right, so today I have a very, very special guest. I don't know why I didn't have her on the podcast a long time ago, but I think now is the right time, and I think she's going to bring a different perspective to the show and probably some weird stuff that we don't want to hear about. But being that she is pregnant and maybe 35 weeks pregnant, we'll get some insight on that as well. So everybody say hello to my wife, Stacy Villarreal.
Hello, everyone.
All right, everybody. And we're here to talk about quite a variety of different things. And I know my voice probably sounds a little raspy. I have no idea why. I guess that's just the way it normally sounds. I didn't think I sounded like that. I don't know if there's anything I can do differently. I don't know if I have a sexy voice. Do it. Hold on. I can't do it. Hold on. I can't do it. So I guess I don't then. Okay. I guess I don't. I can't even do it. I start laughing. Okay, hold on. Okay. I can't do it. I can't do it. Okay, hold on. Okay. Okay, anyways, I can't do it, so we'll just continue on from there. I guess my voice is what it is then. I guess I can't fix it. But then again, I've drank about 2 tall boys already and a couple of beers, so that's probably why my voice is getting a little bit raspy. But anyways, okay, so, Stace, here we are, 35 weeks pregnant, and seems like it's a lot different from the first one. So give some feedback or some so talk about some of the experiences you've had that maybe other ladies that listen to the podcast can relate to.
Well, it's definitely different this time around. I can honestly say no two pregnancies are the same. With my first, I definitely had the energy to do everything. Could walk, jog, eat anything, love spicy food. But this time around, was sick the entire time, still experiencing nausea as of today, and I'm 34 weeks. Tomorrow will be 35 weeks, so very close to the end, and can't wait, but definitely different this time around. Would I go through this pregnancy like this again? No, I don't recommend it for anybody. It's was definitely harder this time around. Like I said, no energy and nausea. Was a struggle just to brush my teeth in the morning. But I'm still alive, so, and the end outcome is going to be beautiful, so I'm definitely looking forward to the end.
And I can go ahead and attest for that, because yes, I would have to hear you freaking gag and throw up every time you'd brush your teeth in the early stages, and that was freaking nasty. Did you hear about Kim Kardashian eating the placenta of her newborn child, and would you do that?
Good question. Actually, I would not do that. Recently, saw a placenta pulled out of somebody that had a cesarean section done, or a C-section. Would I eat it? No, definitely not. Grossed out of the fact of seeing it. So having to eat that looks slimy, bloody. I don't know if that's beneficial. I've heard some things that it is. on my baby, you know, center.com and other things like that. So, eat it. No, I couldn't say that I would do that.
So then why did she do it?
I have no idea. Maybe, like I said, maybe there was benefits to eating it, but having to do it myself, no, I would not. I mean, I don't know, it looked pretty gross to me.
Because I don't even know what a placenta really is, but I looked at it, and this is courtesy of theatlantic.com. So the placenta, it says the placenta can be eaten raw, or it can be incorporated into a special meal. So like in your spaghetti. You can put it in your spaghetti if you want. Placenta recipes are a real thing that are on the internet. Unless you never want to eat lasagna again, it can never be cooked. Oh, wait, no, it can be cooked. And it's usually steamed and then sliced, dehydrated, and encapsulated into a pill. And sometimes women can freeze it into small chunks and blend it into a smoothie.
Yeah, that doesn't sound tasty at all.
But I'm trying to see if I can find, like, why somebody would want to do that. Oh, wait, look, it says here, we can report on 210 women who ate placenta, 71 with very good results, 110 with good results, and 29 with negative results, with the very good results involving an increase in breast size and milk production. The study is limited, however, in that no controls were used, and 59 years later, science has yet to follow up on those initial findings. So, let me see what else it says here. The authors interviewed 189 women over the age of 18 who used the internet and who had ingested their placenta after the birth of at least one child. Such women turned out to be overwhelmingly white, American, middle-class, college-educated home birthers. Most reported positive effects, and in what might be the most important measure of what's exactly going on here, most said they would do it again for their next birth.
Yeah, I don't think I would. That doesn't sound tasty or anything like that to me.
I wonder why she did that, though. I don't think she did it with the first one.
No, I don't think she did. You would have seen it somewhere on social media or somewhere, but they publicized it this time that she was going to eat it. And having it as lasagna or smoothie, I would never want to eat lasagna or smoothie again without thinking about that.
You need to talk a little bit louder. You need to talk louder. You can see the levels. It's like not even recording you. It's recording you, but you need to talk a little bit louder. Okay. So I don't know if she... it's weird that... And, like, they make it a big thing, of course. They report on it. I don't know. I didn't see anything about, like, how she ate it, or if she just, like... Because... I mean, I don't know. I don't even, that's gross to think about that. She probably just, like, pulled it out and, like, ate it on the spot. But I guess, like this article says, you can, like, cook it up in a different... You can cook it up in a different ways or put it in your smoothie or whatever. But I would not want you to do that anyway.
Sounds like when you bring home a deer and then I see it. And then I see it when it's cut and everything that... Yeah, no. No. I wouldn't do it.
Well, I'm glad you brought up and you mentioned about deer hunting, because I know last year we went. I took you on your first deer hunt, and I talked about it on the last podcast on episode 6, and you stayed a night with me in the blind, and it was your very first time, and it was freaking 40 degrees at night, and we took all these blankets, and we fell asleep, and it got cold in the middle of the night, and we turned on the heater, and we turned it off, and it was real rough. I want to know, what was your experience? And if you can tell all the girls listening to the podcast right now that haven't gone hunting and always wanted to go hunting or wondered what it's like going hunting, and, like, you really roughed it out to where, like, we had to freaking cut, we had to dig holes in the dirt to go to the restroom. So, everybody, and the reason I say that is because we see everybody on Facebook and Instagram that wear camo and say they love camo and they want to go hunting and everything, but they don't know the real deal about roughing it out when you go hunting. So give everybody your perspective of what it was like last year whenever we went on your first overnight deer hunt.
Definitely an experience, something I'll never forget. And very, very fun experience is what I can say. We went like in the afternoon, stayed there, had a dinner there. Well, we kind of ate on the road and then spent the night there with the heater on and off. Very, very cold. If you ever get to experience something like that, I would definitely say to take it because it'll make you look at things a little differently. You know, from going out there and just sitting there through the whole night and just waiting to see something. I got excited just seeing a jackrabbit because, of course, I'm from the city, so stuff like that excites me. You don't see it often. Living out here in the country was a changer for me, but I love it now, and I could not see myself living in the city again. As far as the hunting, was fun. Definitely, like I said, an experience. We had a cookout the next day with the propane and on the barbecue pit. Saw cows from within walking distance of me. That was fun because, you know, you don't see that every day where you can just walk up to them, up to the gate. Saw turkeys, a shitload of turkeys. That was fun. And then shooting at them and then trying to go find them. And all we saw was feathers. But just the excitement of seeing the deer and waiting for it to come out. The next day we walked the ranch and were able to see different tracks and stuff like that. That was interesting because you didn't know if something was going to walk up from behind you or fly down or something like that. But, yeah, definitely different than, you know, you see it on social media of girls wearing camo and stuff like that. Can honestly say I had fun and I would definitely do it again.
Do you think you would go right now being that you're pregnant?
Probably not right now since I'm at the very end already. And she could come at any point. You know, if it were to happen and I were to go, it would be an experience because I could say, you know, I gave birth out there, but, we'd be rushing back to just, you know, have my son by my side and get everything ready to go, for her arrival and everything. But to sit out there right now, I go to the restroom too often to sit in a blind right now and wait it out.
Hold on. Because what if the fact that you were going to give birth out there actually attracts deer? And then, like, all of a sudden there's, like, a shitload of deer running around.
Well, then bring on the deer.
Well, let's go. Let's cut this podcast off right now and go.
it would be fun to see the deer come up. You know, that reminds me of a portrait I saw recently of a baby that, they were taking pictures of I think it was a newborn or infant, and the deer was captured in the background. Beautiful picture. So props to whoever took that picture and everything like that, because that was very beautiful for the deer to come out in the background. But yeah, if a deer, I don't know if that would attract them. That'd probably be something I'd look up now to see if a birthing would actually attract deer.
Well, they say that menstruation attracts bears. Or at least on Anchorman, it says that.
I'm sure that's a little different, I think.
You know what? Now's a good time. I did have somebody send a question, and if anybody wants to send questions to the podcast about anything, and I'll read the questions on the podcast. So if you want, go ahead and find me on Facebook. At Tony Villarreal, or on Twitter at Twitter or Instagram at Tony, and that's going to be spelled T-O-E, 3 underscores, and then 3 E's, and I'll go ahead and read those questions on any podcast, and I'll report it as anonymous, so that way nobody knows specifically who you are, because I know a lot of people listen to the podcast, and a lot of it is from, well, a lot of them are from here, from San Antonio, but there's people around the world that actually listen to it, so I'll just read it as anonymous, just in case. But somebody did have a question and they wanted to know what is married life like? And I guess since I have you on the podcast, I can go ahead and do my answer, and then you can do your answer. So married life is, it's not, I don't think it's any different from being just in a regular relationship. It just means that you're going to put up with more, but you're also going to fight through a lot more. And you're kind of like entitled as one. So now when you get married, it's not just you doing anything on your own or anything like that. It's the two of you. It is fun though. I can say that our marriage has been fun. We've been married, 3.5 years now? We've been married 3.5 years, but we've known each other for like 10 or so when we first met. And it's been a lot of fun, and there's a lot of people that I've seen get married in the first year or two, and they get a divorce, or in the first year or two, they find things out. But I think what's helped us so far is that because we knew each other for 10, well, I guess at that point, we knew each other for like 7 years, so we kind of already had like a good idea, a good understanding about each other, so we kind of knew it would be like a good fit. And between us, I think we've kind of, when we first met, it was like opposites attract, but I think it worked out for the best, and like we have fun, like majority of the time, it's like a lot of fun, except whenever we argue, because when we argue, I just want to get a divorce. I'm just playing, she's looking at me with evil eyes right now. I'm just playing. I actually even like whenever we fight, because it's normal and it's real and it's just the way it's supposed to be. If we didn't fight, I would be worried about it. But since we do fight, I'm okay with it. And it's just fun. So for Anonymous asking, what is marriage life like? It's not supposed to be like where you're threatened by it or you're worried about it or you fear it. When you know that you want to be married, and you know what goes into being married. So, that's mine. I guess if you can take the key summary out of that, it's a lot of fun, and I feel like it is the way it is supposed to be, and I feel like I have it the way it's supposed to be, and I'm okay with it, and I'm loving it, and I'm having fun with it. And Stacey, what are your thoughts?
Marriage life isn't perfect. If anybody tells you otherwise, they're lying to you. Like Tony said, we have our fights, just like any other couple. But when you know, you know. I can recall the day that I walked down the aisle to Tony and knew that he was going to be my husband for the rest of my life. And I've always told him that I would never get married again. So I did it once, and I'll never do it again. Would never get married again. Just knew that it was going to happen one time and one time only.
Okay, good answer. All right, so I want to go over the next. I came across this stuff on Google, and it's the top search things in 2015. So the first one are top trending people, and I'm going to name the top five. So the first of 2015, the top trending people on Google that everybody looked up in the world was Lamar Odom. You know who Lamar Odom is?
Yes, he was married to the sister, Khloe Kardashian.
Okay, good. I'm surprised.
He's a basketball player.
Yes, he was. Do you know what happened to him?
He overdosed.
Do you know where?
Wasn't it like this private place where girls are at?
Yeah, it was pretty sad. It's a pretty sad thing. And it sucks because I guess I can say that it probably was Khloe. I mean, I don't know. It could have not been Khloe's fault. I hate the fact that I'm talking about the Kardashians because I hate that their only rise to fame is because everybody talks about them. So I kind of hate even mentioning the fact that it was about one of the Kardashians. And that goes for all of them. I just hate talking about them. They did nothing to become as famous as they are. And I don't even want to talk about it anymore. So Lamar Odom was a top searched one of the top searched people in 2015. The second was, oddly enough, as I just mentioned, Caitlyn Jenner. What do you think about that?
Be who you want to be. If that's who you feel like you want to be for a long time, and you feel like changing is going to make you a better person or make you live a better life, then I'm all for it. Never been one to judge any kind of people like that. So if that's who you feel like you're meant to be, then do it. More power to you, and have fun with it. I've seen a lot of that kind of people, and they live a happy life being the different person that they want to be, rather than drowning themselves in somebody that everybody else portrays them to be. So they have fun with it. I'd rather somebody live their life and have fun with it than commit suicide because they weren't happy and they disguised themselves as somebody else.
But do you think that she should have won, like, all these awards that she's getting, like, Bravest Person in the World or Bravest Person Award or anything like that?
As far as the awards, not too crazy about that. I've seen, you know, other things through social media and through the news and stuff like that about people that are brave, like little girls that fight cancer, little girls that, you know, overcome an illness. So as far as being brave, I guess there could be a different outline for that.
I gotta agree with you, because when I saw that she won, like, those types of brave awards and stuff like that, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's just a public that selects these awards or supports these awards, but, you know, I automatically think about the people that are serving the country on the other side of the world right now that have 100-pound backpacks, that are walking around in the desert, that go through all this training, that stay away from their families for months, that are, you know, out there, you know, doing whatever they have to do to survive. Because I know that it takes a special kind of person to go out there and do that, because I'm not the kind of person that would go out there and do that. And my hat's off to all the current and retired military service people, men and women, that have done that, are going to do that, anything along those lines, because it takes a certain type of person to actually put yourself out there and put yourself on the line to want to go out and do that. And I know I have a bunch of friends that I either graduated with or went to high school with that have gone and served their time and done stuff like that. And, you know, my hat's off to them, even though I don't talk to them all the time on Facebook or social media. You know, I do see y'all out there and I do recognize what y'all do. So just want y'all to know that it doesn't go unnoticed. But when it comes to something like this with Caitlyn Jenner, I just can't get on board with it. Happy that he or she, whatever she wants to be called, took the step that they wanted to take to fulfill his or her life, however you want to call it. But when it comes to certain awards like that, I just can't get on board with that. So the third, and I'm going to do like top five on these. The third top of the top trending people was Ronda Rousey. And I guess rightly so, because 2015, she actually did make probably the biggest mark, for women, in the world. And, you know, UFC opened up a whole new demographic whenever they brought her in this year and had her fighting these main events and had her fighting these girls that could provide no competition to make her look, you know, above and beyond, until she fought last month and got whooped on. Fourth is Donald Trump, and fifth is Ruby Rose. So Ruby Rose, I'm actually a little surprised, because even though she was on Orange is the New Black, Orange is the New Black is actually a Netflix original series. So not everybody has Netflix, but she still managed to become top five of trending people in 2015. And I know me and you had talked about Ruby Rose previously, but what are your thoughts that you can relay on the podcast about Ruby Rose?
Yeah.
Well, the biggest thing was because everybody was saying that she was like pretty or hot or whatever, however you want to describe it.
Yeah. I would say she has pretty eyes. I'm gonna say something about her. So, pretty eyes. I don't know. I remember seeing her on Orange is the New Black, and she was with that girl and all that other stuff. So I just vaguely remember her on there. Other than that, I don't remember anything else as far as music or anything, her being out there.
I know she's starting to DJ a lot, which I don't know if that's an insult or not, but I know she's making a lot of celebrity appearances as a DJ, like in Vegas and other stuff like that. So I really don't have a lot to say about her. I know a lot of – the reason I say is because a lot of girls on my Facebook kept posting that, you know, like, oh, my gosh, she's gorgeous or anything like that. And I just kind of found it a little bit a little weird, you know. I mean, I'm not – I don't see it as a guy. But, you know, girls are weird because girls can obviously hang out with other girls and comment on each other and stuff like that, but guys can't do that. You know, I can't hang out with one of my friends and say, you know, I can't look at James and tell him, hey, James, I like your eyes.
Yeah, that'd be gay.
Exactly. So I can't do that. So I guess I don't know. I'll leave it as is. Okay, so trending movies of 2015. Number one, and do you agree with this, Jurassic World?
Very good movie. Yeah, I would say yeah.
Did you see the originals?
I remember Jurassic Park. Was there a Jurassic World original?
No, there was a Jurassic Park 1, 2, and 3. But only one was like the best, or the main one that anybody should focus on.
Yeah, I don't remember 2 and 3.
I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a very good movie. I have I have no complaints about it. I thought it was pretty good. It kind of entailed the newer age and newer generation of, you know, what it could be like. I thought it was just going to be a continuation from the first one, but I was very happy with it. It's very modern and more technologically advanced, so I was okay with that. Second movie was American Sniper.
Oh, I like that movie. That one was a good movie.
I was okay with it. When we went to go see it, at Draft House, we saw it like after it had already been out like 2 or 3 weeks, and of course we already heard everybody's thoughts on it, that it was such a good movie. It was very controversial. You know, for me, I thought it was an okay movie, only because there's a lot of these types of guys that are in the military, and it kind of sucks that there's only one person that gets pointed out and it's made a movie about them, you know, kind of like, If you want to think about it, like Titanic was made into a movie, but they only focused on like a Leonardo DiCaprio kind of guy. You know, I mean, who knows if that really did occur on Titanic, but you know, if you can relate to that, to like this movie, to where, you know, there was another person, there could be another sniper that's doing the exact same thing, kills as many people, feels as guilty, you know, just as guilty, as other guys that do that, you know, have, you know, post-traumatic syndrome and all their stuff whenever they come home. But I did read up on a little bit more of that Chris Kyle stuff, even though it was a sad ending to his story. You know, I did hear that he was actually sniping people during Hurricane Katrina that were, and I know if you remember seeing Hurricane Katrina, like people were running to stores and breaking into stores and stealing stuff. Well, he was actually on top of buildings shooting people. He was sniping people, killing human beings. You know, we're not on the other side of the world, but he was up there, you know, actually killing people. And this is all part of his, you know, it's in his book that was written about him as well. So it's very controversial about, you know, how he's viewed. Of course, everybody says that he's like the greatest American because of what he helped do while he was at war, but also because of, you know, what he did here as well, you know, during other times. So that was that's one that can be left in the open because it's an open book on that end. I guess as far as the trending movies, I guess, because that's the point that we're talking about. I mean, I don't really see how that movie could be number two. The third one, which I wish was number two, was Straight Outta Compton, and we saw that one here, and I thought it was a good movie because I kind of already had an idea of what entailed in that movie. You know, I knew that Eazy-E died because he did die in the 90s, and I already knew about Ice Cube and Dr. Dre, you know, how they all met, you know, originally, and then how they all separated and started doing their own thing, and how it turned into an East Coast, West Coast thing with Tupac and Snoop Dogg and everybody. So And that was a very good movie. It was long, but it was good. It was informational, and I thought it worked out well.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a good one to watch.
Fourth, we didn't see this one, 50 Shades of Grey.
No, I don't understand that movie. I mean, it's supposedly, like, seductive and stuff like that. I think it's about one guy that, I don't know, he's, like, a flirt or something like that. I don't know. I didn't read the books. They say the books are better than the movie. I don't know. I don't read much, so, yeah.
Yeah, I have no interest in watching that movie either. I heard that it was okay, that it wasn't that great, the movie. The books are better, but I just have no interest in watching that movie. The fifth movie that was trending all year, and rightly so, was Furious 7. What did you think of that movie?
Sad ending. Kept waiting for them to kill off...
Paul Walker.
Yeah, him. Kind of lost it. Sorry, my pregnancy brain stepped in right there. If you know what I'm talking about, you kind of lose your sense at some points throughout the day. Very sad. The ending. I was bawling my face out, of course. Just reminded me of, you know, things that you see during the day or everyday life, like people that are racing and stuff like that happens to them. Very touching movie.
I think that movie, that series, the whole Fast Furious series, it hits home with a lot of us because we all grew up, you know, in 99 or 2000, whenever the first one came out. We were all pretty young, this generation, so we all kind of, you know, came up with that and saw all these years and all these movies, and then to hear that he died, you know, by an accident like that, it just hit home with everybody. So I don't think the next Fast and Furious movies are going to be as good as these were. I don't even know if the whole cast is going to come back, to be honest with you. I know Vin Diesel signed up for all of them, but I don't know if everybody else is. So it'll be interesting to see. I want to move on to the next one because I found these top 2015 beauty questions. And since you're a girl, you might be able to... Well, I mean, they're basic. They're basic questions, but... The number one 2015 beauty question that was asked on Google was how to do the Kylie Jenner lip challenge. Did you see what that was about?
Yes, I heard about it. Just put on double lip liner or line the outside of your regular lip and then put on double lipstick or plumping lipstick. And there you go. You got it.
Oh, that shit was so whack. I'm so tired of seeing about this family. Just everything about this family is just retarded. I have no idea why people support them. I don't know. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it. What are gonna be your top three? I don't know how to describe it. Your top three, like, worst things about your pregnancy this time, whether or not people or whether or not other girls that listen to this podcast can relate to it or not, but what are your, like, top three, like, worst things about this pregnancy that you can't wait to get over with?
The morning sickness/nausea would be my number one top hit list. I can't wait for that to go away. Felt like I was eating 7,000 times a day. And if I didn't eat, oh, yes. I was nauseous all the time. If I didn't eat within like 3 to 4 hours, and Tony knows, because if I didn't eat, oh my gosh, it was horrible. I didn't want to talk, because if I talked, then it just felt like I was going to throw up. My second would have to be the... they say that you start showing a lot sooner, your second or, you know, other times around pregnancy than your first. I started showing at like 2 months this pregnancy, and then things started not to fit. As with any pregnancy, I'm sure you find yourself like in a hole and nothing fits, and then you get depressed or you get like sad because nothing fits.
And I don't understand it. I don't understand it because you would do that all the time, especially early in the pregnancy. If we were just going to go out to go dancing or go to a bar to go listen to some country music, and we would get dressed. You would, I would tell you, okay, hurry up, get dressed, and you would come back and change like four different times. And then before we would even leave, you were in a bad mood because you were like, it doesn't fit right. It's just, oh my God, that is gonna be on my top things about what I hate about your pregnancy.
Yeah, I didn't. It was hard this pregnancy, this time around, to find clothes that fit or just fit around the waist, because I started showing a lot sooner. And it just felt like it was all new to me. It felt like I hadn't done this before, so it definitely was a little different this time around to experience it, and just having the clothes. And I would tell my mom, nothing fits, and she would go get me more clothes, and still nothing fit, and then it would only fit me for like a couple of weeks, maybe a month tops, and then again, nothing fit. So yeah, that would be my number two. My number three, let's see, I would have to say
anything, doesn't matter, anything.
The tiredness. I'm ready for that to go away. I was so exhausted this pregnancy. It was tiring, and still to this day, I can maybe hit two stores tops, and that's not like me. I normally do them all, but I can only, and right now I do two stores shopping tops, and I'm done, and I'm ready to go home.
You know what? Yes, I'm tired of that too, because I think for the ladies listening, if you don't know this, and for the guys that are listening, yes, because when your girl or when a girl is pregnant, and the guy is the father of that kid, everything rolls over to the guy. So the girl eats freaking 20 times a day. Yes, I'm exaggerating. 20 times a day. The guy eats 20 times a day. The girl is tired. The guy accepts that laziness and will lay around all day. Because that happened to me. And yes, I gained weight because of it. And it's your fault. I blame it on you. Because I was not like that at all. I was not like that at all. And now you made me who I am today. So, yeah. So, for any guy or girl listening to this, if you didn't know, or if you don't have a kid, or if you didn't know what to expect when you're pregnant, if you're a guy, yes, you're going to gain weight. It doesn't matter. I've seen it myself, and I've seen it with all my friends. It's just a fact of life.
Yeah, Tony was, I would always joke with him and say he was pregnant. If he went to the refrigerator late at night getting ice cream or cookies or something, I would say, you're not pregnant. Are you craving? Because he definitely did crave this time around. Was always finding something extra. Eating, like, when it was my time, again, like, I would eat every 3 to 4 hours, and I still do, so when it was my time to eat again, there he was eating with me, and I was like, why are you eating? Because you don't even need to be. You're good with your last meal. I'm not. I have to eat for two, so, yeah, not gonna miss any of those.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad it's almost over. Good. And she'll be here, and then hopefully I can get back into the routine of not being lazy when I get home from work and not eating so much, and hopefully get back into the gym routine. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we shall see.
I don't think my voice sounds as... Hold on. Hold on. I can't do it. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me? It's not an Adele song. I'm thinking of the stupid Adele song. Hello? Hello. Hold on.
Isn't it like hello? Goodbye. Hello. Hello. Like that. What I did love about this pregnancy was this pregnancy pillow. Oh my God, it's awesome. If you've never purchased the U-shaped looking pregnancy pillow, oh, you must get it if you ever come out pregnant. That thing is awesome.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hello?
Hold on, I'm trying to do my sexy voice. Hey. I'll be your pillow. Hold on. That wasn't good enough. I feel like my voice is still raspy. Hey. No, that's not it. Hold on, that's not it. Hey.
Maybe it's your pregnancy voice.
Hey, girl. No, I just sound like a Southside Mexican. Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
I want to send a shout out.
Hey. Oh, I can't do it. Hold on. Hey. Hey. I can't do it. Okay, never mind. Just forget it. That sounds stupid. Earlier when we were at Buffalo Wild Wings, remember how I was telling you that, like, I looked around and, like, I started noticing that there were, like, these early 20s people, and, like, now I can actually think about myself and say that I'm getting old because we're, like, the old folks in the place.
Yeah.
And it sucks because, like, there's 365 days a year, in a year, and there's probably, like, 20 days that I can actually convince myself that I'm still young because I'm only 28. But then the other 335 days, 345 days, I'm actually convinced that I'm just getting old and that I need to freaking drink coffee and read the newspaper every morning. And I don't know. It sucks. I hate thinking about it like that. But I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm like, I still got, like, a lot of time left. We still got a lot of things to do. But I think it all falls into the factor that because we're being real lazy right now because of your pregnancy, that we're not doing anything. We don't do anything anymore. We don't do anything at all, you know, and I guess that's expected because you're pregnant. But, like, weekends, we don't do anything. We don't go anywhere. We don't see anybody. We just stay at home, and I just drink beer by myself.
We used to go to the movies a lot.
We did. I don't know why we stopped. I don't know why we stopped going because I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. But we don't do anything anymore. Now I just sit home, play at Xbox, drink beer, eat food, snack.
Eat food again.
Eat food again. And I really feel old. I really feel old, even though you're older than me.
Whatever, it's just okay. A couple of months.
Okay, anything else you want to mention about this pregnancy? And when are you going to get pregnant again? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Not for a while.
Hey, girl. I'm going to get you pregnant tonight.
You're right.
Again?
You're right. Anyhow, Tony says this is our last one, but I wouldn't mind another boy.
Oh, yes.
Fun, so.
Yes.
It's been fun with my son, so. Yes. Another one.
Another boy.
But not for a while. We waited a while to do for this one, so now that she's coming, it's an experience, and everybody's excited for her to be here. I think she's gonna come early, but we shall see. Anything else about this pregnancy? Yeah, just ready. The nausea. I saw every kind of food thrown up and looked the opposite way because I would throw it up at the beginning. So, yeah, I totally have a different outlook on food, but still try to enjoy it. Didn't eat spicy for this much or as much this time around like I did with my son. And what else? I didn't really crave anything weird. Except right now, I have this oddly craving for white chocolate mocha from Starbucks.
Yes, like 3 times a week.
Yeah, and I don't care about the red cup. I'm over it. Whatever, draw a snowflake on it. Or reindeer. Or, I don't know, Santa Claus, something. Just ready. Holidays, they don't feel like they're holidays. Because I'm going to gain weight either way. I'm supposed to gain 1 pound a week. And it feels more like 5 a day. Because I eat so much. And I eat in the middle of the dark. In the middle of the night. In the middle of the dark. Because I'm so hungry. My daughter doesn't let me sleep. So I'm up in the middle of the night eating by myself in the dark. It's kind of sad, but if my daughter is hungry, then I must feed her. Otherwise, she's kicking me.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't think there's anything else. Just congrats to all of my friends that have recently had kids.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them. And they all had girls.
Yeah, except like a few here and there have boys, which are just as exciting. So, yeah, just waiting. Now we just play the waiting game for her to be here and then start the sleepless nights. So, although I've been experiencing them for months now, so.
But not me. I tell you what. Those 2 weeks I have off, I'm going to be sleeping the whole time. So
right.
You got night duty. I'll leave it at that. All right. We're going to go ahead and cut this podcast now. Again, everybody, if you have questions to send to the podcast, go ahead and look me up on Facebook. Once our daughter is born and arrives, of course, we will have a picture posted up online, as everybody does. But yes, if you do have any comments or questions, go ahead and send them to me at my Facebook, Tony Villarreal, or my Instagram and Twitter. Handle name is Tony, that's spelled T-O-E, ____E-E-E. That's Toe, T-O-E, 3 underscores and 3 E's. Go ahead and send me comments or questions there, and I will read them on the very next podcast. As anonymous as well, so you don't have to worry about who's going to be, you know, me reading out the name of who it is or anything like that. And I've had a lot of good feedback from all the podcasts. So, guys, thank you very much for listening to the podcast and supporting the podcast and supporting me. As you know, on my last update that I did on Facebook about the podcast, I don't do this for money. This is strictly just something I do as a hobby and something I do for free whenever I get a chance to. Hopefully I can get some podcasts coming at you maybe a couple times a week or once a week or something. But I definitely look forward to having more of these come out and having some more guests as well. If you're interested in being on the podcast as well, go ahead and let me know. We'll go ahead and get you on. I have no problem putting anybody else on for any reason, and we'll just go at it. So everybody, thanks again to my guest of honor, and I say guest of honor because I've had other guests as well, but of course this is the special one, this is the best one, my wife Stacy Villarreal as well. So guys, thank you very much for all your support, and I will see you on the very next podcast, guys. Thank you very much.